5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I did not even look in a mirror before I sat down.
You look great.
No.
I think we're podcasting, though.
We're podcasting.
Are we, Sheila? It's official? Okay. I was about to tell Kristen about this dream I had that will tell you kind of where I'm at in life.
Is this a sexy dream?
In some ways it was. Because I had a dream the Ravens were playing the Kansas City Chiefs. So
many are clicking out right now. They're like, yeah. It doesn't involve but a listen, half-naked cowboy.
Hello, amount. I've been really researching a lot into Travis and Taylor because they should be getting...
They should be getting engaged.
Any moment.
You know there's rumor that they're married.
What?
Yes, that they've...
Sorry, everybody just jumped in the room because I reacted so hugely there, but...
Yeah. Did you TT?
I might have a little bit. I've had so many and too many thoughts about it. We can get into that later, but... So
it's an unhealthy amount of...
I love the Ravens, and I love the Chiefs because of Travis and Taylor,
sure.
Okay?
So you're having a dream that your two loves are...
But, of course, are colliding, but I bought, like, 20 tickets for people, and some of them wanted to sit on the Ravens side, and some of them wanted to sit on the Chiefs side, which I do feel like would happen. Guess where they were playing?
Nebraska.
Memorial Stadium in Nebraska.
That's so a great
everything
dream.
Like came together. Except for my kids were with people I didn't know if would manage them well. So I spent the entire game running back and forth in between separate sides of the stadium.
This is because you just hosted a birthday party.
Yeah.
That's why you're feeling
like this.
But isn't
that what a mom would be doing anyways?
Yeah. You don't get to sit down and ever have any fun never.
I didn't. All I know is it ended 8-8, which meant that somebody got an extra point, and then they had to match it. So hopefully I have the rest of the dream tonight, and I can tell you guys who won. But that is how boring my life is.
Yeah, that's a boring dream. I'm gonna yes and that. I hope that tonight there's somebody without pants on.
I have had a Travis dream that I need to go to confession about.
I have dreams that I'm overwhelmed bartending, or that I did not take one class and I couldn't graduate with my degree. Those are my...
Or
that I bought a house, or I signed a lease that I didn't want. What does that mean? I don't care.
No, that's pretty...
If somebody's going to unpack it, and they're going to be like, you need medicine.
You don't need to be a dream specialist to go, ma'am, those are concerns we all have. That's a worry that somebody's going to take our...
I'm still in disbelief that I graduated from college. And I was a good student, but I was like, I'm going to get there, and they're going to tell me it's not real, I don't have a degree. And what does that get me? Honestly, it's a theater degree. I could just lie and say I got it.
Right?
It's not like I'm performing surgery.
I got to tell you, you have to get a degree, kids, or go to a trade school of some
sort. School.
Learn how to do a thing, but nobody's going to ask you for that piece of paper.
Nobody's
you hear about people lying all the damn time about...
I could make my degree sound so much cooler. Yeah. But I have to go easy because once you start talking to me, you're like, how did she get into astrophysics?
You are the one person that would stretch that on your resume and then be like, Jen,
I lied.
I need to talk to your brother about physics because I have this...
Every time I've lied, kind of in my life, I've been caught. Every time I've lied on a resume, I've been caught. Like, to a micro lie that nobody cares about. Like, I lied on my acting resume that I had a very small part in a TV show. It was a flat out lie.
Look this up, man.
And the casting director was like, that's so weird. I worked on that show. It was not registering that I lied. And my face is purple at this point. I was like, and she's like, is this when we were shooting in Vancouver? And I just kept lying. I was like, yeah, I was in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the, I was like, so weird. I was like, I never went to Vancouver.
Which is why she ended up moving to Vancouver. She tried to write all of these.
I had to go to Vancouver real quick just to make sure it wasn't lying.
Got a picture of yourself in front of the Capitol. And then
now I've got such great lengths to show.
Oh, my God.
I would Photoshop myself in. That's me in the background of that TV show in Vancouver.
We AI'd her in.
My dad says, never have to remember what you said if you tell the truth.
Tell the truth. And then you have to keep track of shit, man. We weren't planning on talking about this, but we are remiss if we do not talk about the astronomer CEO getting caught banging the HR rep.
If you've literally been
under a rock,
and you just figured out the internet today.
Yeah.
You need to quickly.
And by the way, sometimes internet, you do the right thing. Sometimes you do the right thing. Yeah.
Sometimes. Speaking of lying.
Few and far between. My God.
Okay.
Tell them what happened in case they don't know.
There is a Coldplay concert. I've been several times. Can't recommend it enough. Chris Martin.
Yeah.
So he's the most delightful performer. Let me stay on track. Anyway.
Abs of Steel. Gorgeous. Was married to Gwyneth Paltrow.
Maybe my hall pass. I don't know.
They consciously uncoupled.
Yeah, I'll consciously couple. If you know what I mean. Anyway, so back to cheating. There's a couple and they're canoodling and they're caught on tape at a Coldplay concert.
On the Jumbotron.
On the Jumbotron. Some rando girl.
The kiss cam.
Records it. The kiss cam. And to everybody else, they look like a totally normal, like maybe 50s something couple.
Oh, they're getting back in the dating pool is what
it felt. I was actually impressed. I was like, God, they still canoodle. Good on them.
Also, as soon as the camera pans to
them,
the man drops to the ground as though he's been shot.
Yeah, it looks like he's shot or lost his contact lens.
This woman, shakes her hands,
and turns around.
And then I also have questions about the third person. Yeah, what is she laughing her ass off about?
She is uncomfortable.
Yes.
Because she is an accomplice.
I think
she is not as high up in the rankings as those two.
But she was
out with the bosses and they're probably like, don't you go saying nothing. And she's like, I signed an NDA and I want to keep my job. So she is bright ass red because she knows they're in trouble, girl.
I think this is the natural human reaction to witnessing karma take place immediately in front of you. I think that's what she was doing.
Now, what they found out is the woman is not married to the man. The man is married to another woman, and the woman is married to another man. So I did see a really awesome meme that said, I'm going to say this wrong, Coldplay has had a lot of hits, but they've never had 4 singles in one night. I think I got that
wrong.
Whoa,
that's a good one. That took me a second.
Because the internet went crazy.
It's gone crazy.
Now, what I say is if that woman would have been just recording and those two would have been caught in the Jumbotron and they would have just stayed steady.
Nothing would have happened to them.
They would have got away with it.
But also, I hate their balls for being out together.
It's so gross.
Here's the tea that I just found out because I read the Daily News,
page 6
from
People Magazine keeps me informed.
Even worse. So she is married to a billionaire family guy. Let me tell you this. He owns a rum company that has been owned for generations.
The husband?
No. The woman who is cheating, the HR chick.
Is married to a very attractive rum maker?
A very attractive rum maker.
What do you need?
No, Kristen, he's a billionaire. So here's what I deep dove. 2020, she is married to another guy.
What?
And gets appointed to the board of directors of this rum company. 2022, her and husband Juan get divorced.
She's got herself a...
But you know what I want this to do is to encourage girls. She is a solid average looking woman and she goes after some real big money people and fucking gets them.
Yeah,
man.
She's not doing her roots anymore.
Fuck no.
She's growing up.
Yeah. I mean, she seems like she's back east money, knows how to play the game, but I'm telling you, some of you real good looking girls, this is proof positive. You could swing in there and land a fucking CEO billionaire.
I don't need to get a billionaire, but it makes me think maybe I could have gone for a multimillionaire. But I'm happy with my teacher.
You kidding me? I just would have gone with somebody with a 9-to-5, my life would look different right now. But I go after these artists.
Yeah, these artists are killing me.
And I do love them, though.
But the thing that was amazing is the response from the woman that was married to the CEO. That woman goes, ooh, I'm taking my name off my Instagram. I'm deleting every single photo that he's in. And then she released a press release. It was the most well-written don't feel bad. Don't cry for me, Argentina.
I think it literally said that.
It was testicles.
It was the most burn it down thing I've ever read in my life.
I kind of want to have it framed because I felt like this is how a woman that doesn't want to be seen as a victim operates. What do you do next?
I believe his wife, so the man who cheated, that Kristen's talking about the response. I believe she runs a private school. She's like a PhD herself.
She doesn't
herself.
Mess around, and she's gorgeous too, by the way. Yeah. I'm hoping, what if rum company guy and her?
Yeah. You know what, Coldplay? You want to sell more tickets to your shows. You make that happen. Put them on the Jumbotron.
Put them on the Jumbotron. Yeah. I hope they're just attacking each other. I hope they're deep French kissing.
Oh, yeah. Go topless, girl.
Go topless.
Like, just like,
woo!
Because
I don't care.
His hand was on her boob in that.
Ew.
Like,
God, no. I just. In the canoodling?
Yes.
God.
Look up the canoodling.
A little class.
Absolutely.
You don't do
no
boob grabs after 40.
I just know any of us who've been like spurned and lost in love or having a moment of fucking schadenfreude, we've been waiting for.
Yeah, man.
Like,
we want to see her come out on top.
The ex-wife, the ex-husband.
Yeah. And I just feel bad for those kids.
I think people are being good with the kids.
I think they are being very good. They're being very good with the spouses.
They're definitely blurring out the kids' faces, like any photos that they're finding. Keep doing that, internet.
But it's your dad or it's your mom. You'd like never think that you could be safe with relationships ever again. Like,
it's kind of a nightmare.
No respect for the kids. Like, you don't have I have friends that have divorced and they started to date again. And so many of them have these rules when it comes to their own kids. Like, I have a friend that was like, you know, we're 3 years away from my son graduating from high school. I don't think we need to live together until after he's out of this. But they obviously are dating, you know, he's around all the time, but he doesn't stay. He doesn't live. When her son goes to dad's, he can come over. And I think that's just being someone that goes, I have this part of my life that I need to prioritize. Like, if you're some fucking filth bag going to a concert, cupping another lady's boob in the fucking prime seats of a Coldplay concert with a Jumbotron.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you.
God.
Living with a man that your mom married and you've only met him a couple times is a weird situation. So you don't walk into that willingly, ladies, if you can avoid it. Just think twice is what I will say.
Jen is alluding to moment in time that baffles all of us.
Yeah.
I say this? May I say it?
When my stepdad moved in that I had only met on picture night? Yeah.
Jen rolled up to...
Are we doing this? We've Jen never gone up. Here on the podcast before, but it is my life story.
Let me just say it in my perspective so that it remains funny.
Okay. No, it's still hilarious to me. I've worked
Jen's
it all
in
out
high school.
Counseling.
Tell me if I got this wrong.
Okay.
Jen's in high school.
Yep.
Her mom is dating.
Yep. She does video dating.
Video dating. Back in the day, God bless her. She's putting it out there. She says, Jen, roll up to this place. It ends up being a photography place. She's like, what's going on? She rolls in and Barb's like, hey, this is your new dad. Jump into the photo. We got family photos
family
in 30
photos,
seconds.
Yeah.
And so there is a family photo of Jen with the guy she met for the first time.
I'll tell you what's more telling about that photo than anything is I look like a happy million-dollar child.
The social media of it all. Beautifully.
Like the cheerleader in a dysfunctional home. I could not be any happier. Like,
let me tell you something. Nobody's family photo is happy. Okay,
what reads is you're like, you weren't that happy. What are you doing? What's going on? What's the backstory?
Yours was a weird backstory, but I can tell you, my mom was like, if you don't fucking pull off this photo, I swear to God. And then we were like nobody's family photo is like, God, this is fun. Mom's so chill right now.
Infer what you will, but let's move on. Okay. Yeah.
It's literally, there's no more details that need to be shared.
That's it. Yeah. And then I would be like, hey, oh, I remember who you are now when I'd run into him in the hallway. Be like,
hey, we were tape number 3.
Can I graduate early? Okay.
Five. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I want to just point out, and this can be an ongoing deal for us and the podcast, is keeping commitments has been kicked down the road for second or third.
Six.
Yeah, time. So, but that's coming.
Follow through.
That's coming. Yeah.
Follow through has been our subject of choice for the last four episodes.
Okay.
And we keep kicking it down the can for important
but
things
this
like
is good.
Poop cruises or.
No, this is good. I want to hear about your road trip.
Here's why I want to talk about this road trap.
Whoa.
Freudian. Okay. I think there's a lot of pressure, especially on moms, that we have to create these magical vacations all the time. So that we are creating core memories, something our parents never thought about fucking ever.
No.
And so if we went camping or went somewhere, it was because they wanted to go there.
Yes.
It wasn't because we wanted to go there.
I will say that I am not going on a vacation that I don't want to go on.
Oh,
which
I just
that
did.
Might be the mistake you made
there. You know, what do they say? All roads to hell are paved with good intentions.
Yes.
I was on a road to hell and it was called the one. It was in California and it was up the coast.
The scenic trip.
Here's what happened. Things are popping and we're having fun, but like we are busy.
Yeah.
We are working on a second book. We are on deadline. We're trying to get new photos taken. We've got a lot of stuff going on.
It's about middle school, ladies.
It's about middle school.
The
so
middle
a lot of
ages.
Times I'm like, but my husband is on summer break, first time, first year teaching. And he's like,
he's going to karaoke every night. That's what they do.
I mean, kind of. I wish. I'm like, okay, but
because if
is
he
great.
Is, invite me because you know I like
know.
That.
I'm like, this is great. I'm glad you're having a summer break. All teachers deserve it. You guys should get a free.
Hell yeah.
You know what I say? All inclusive somewhere.
But free. I have breakfast every morning of the summer.
So my
like
husband's
that.
Like, we need to go on a family road trip because the kids are getting older and they're not going to want to hang with us for very much longer. It's so manipulative.
Hold on. Sidebar. That's not what he sounds like. So I think you've added some anger to that impression.
I think it was how it got me to say yes to this whole thing.
He was really sweet there. For
well, he just worked me.
He honey bug.
Ew, gross.
Ew. Oh, no. Okay.
He's like, we'll explore California. And I, you know, I'm like, okay. I do have cousins up north in Santa Rosa, which is outside of San Francisco. It's beautiful there. They have a beautiful home. They always want us to visit. So I thought, okay, if I call my cousin Jeff, very handsome,
this
and Michelle, very
this
beautiful.
This is part two. We talked about this on the last podcast.
If I'm going to, I do not have romantic feelings to my cousin Jeff.
Well, you did
I
at one point. Okay, yeah.
Romantic feelings so, when I was seven and wore culottes.
Addison texted and was very
it has
concerned.
Never been.
She referred to Michelle and Jeff both as her cousins. Michelle is a cousin by marriage. He's from East Texas. You have to clarify. Okay.
Oh, well, my cousin's from Denver.
Yeah. So your cousin from Denver.
Very attractive.
Yep. Married Michelle, so she becomes your cousin by marriage.
I just call them both my cousins.
They weren't cousins before they got married. Okay.
No, but I got a couple that I'm like, were we? I don't know. Did you guys meet at a reunion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your kids are real short.
Yeah, your kids are. Their kids are not. They're both.
Yeah, no, they're very tall. So there's
literally
genetics
my cousins
working.
Came to a show and brought their daughters, and both daughters are over 6 feet tall, and they stood next to Jen, and she was in flats, and you're like their little baby Rue that they put in their thing and then hop around as kangaroos.
But I still wanted them to like sit on my lap and tell them it's going to be okay.
Yeah, you're like, look like a ventriloquist.
Yeah.
So anyway, I call Michelle. She's like, oh my God, we'd love to have you. And I'm like, great. We're going to bookend a trip with that because I know that's going to be luxury.
She's going to take care of you. Yeah.
But we got some days ahead of us. So I come up with the dumbass idea that we're going to go camping for one night. We have all the stuff. We registered for our honeymoon. As you know, tacky as hell. I was pregnant. What do you do? So we have all this stuff, right? And I'm like, one night. How bad can it be? Mm. So they have no more campsites, except they have one, which is for a group campsite. The thing that's nice about camping, especially in California, is because your campsites are next to other people, and they have like the grates on the fire pit, so it makes it easy to like cook food. So it's sort of like a grill.
Hey, we addressed this. Did you have to bring your own grate?
I found one in the trash.
But see, you needed to bring one.
I needed to bring one, and I didn't get one. I didn't listen to anything Jen said. Not one.
Schadenfreude part two of this podcast, guys.
You're going to be getting mad the whole time. I didn't listen to one thing Jen said. I didn't help Colin pack. He's a city boy. I should have done. I just did not do my like normal like, I have a list. I'm going to pack it. I'm going to put it together thing.
If you think you need
it,
bring it.
Fast and loose, right?
Here's what you're not going to need on a camping trip. Your poetry journal. I know everybody thinks they're going to go sit by the river. And did you use it?
Not.
Okay.
It has the best ending.
Leave that journal at home and bring the grate.
Yeah. I didn't bring the grate and I brought a journal. I also brought a laptop, not a charger. So we go to this campsite. It's meant for, they go, you can't have more than 20 cars. We go, we only have this one that's packed to the brim with shit. And so we go into the middle of what looks like, it's exactly what I thought it was going to look like. We're in the middle of nowhere. So our son, as we are driving up, Finn, nobody's excited about this adventure, by the way. No one's like, I can't wait to go camping. They're like, this is a bad idea. I'm like, thank you so much. And Finn's like, can we just go golfing? I go, Finn, you guys go golfing all the time. We are not going golfing. He's like, but it's such an easy, fun family thing. And Eleanor's like, I don't want to golf. I go, not a problem. Nowhere to golf.
Yeah.
Except our campsite butted up next to a golf course.
Ooh.
So on the other side, you could hear ting, ting, people teeing off.
Okay.
So there was us and there was golfers. And that was it in the goddamn wilderness. It was the weirdest thing. I was like, are we going to die? And there's going to be a guy teeing off like 18 feet away from us.
Yeah.
So we get to our campsite and we set up and it's not going terribly. I start a fire. I still got it. We get going. The next 2 hours are maybe the most fun I've ever had with my family.
Yay.
We
okay. That's
s'mores.
Worth it. Okay.
Colin's having a couple Modelo. He gets to three. He starts to calm down. We're both wearing headlamps. We overestimated the size of the tent. Also something Jen said, and we bought air mattresses and not all of them would fit. So we came up with the idea that one person would have to sleep in the SUV.
Hold on. Can we pause for one second? Sheila, did I not say all of this stuff last week? And I said, who did sleep in the SUV?
Well, it ended up being me, but I didn't want it to be. Eleanor got scared being alone. So she wanted to be in the tent with Finn. And then Colin was going to be in his own tent alone. And I was like, okay, I'll go into this SUV where I was literally like my head was at the light on the top of the SUV.
Yep.
So I'm like, with my dream journal. Dear diary, this was a terrible idea. So we smell like campfire. Finn brought his poker set because I have a 42-year-old son.
Yes.
Who's 14. He brought his poker set. We play
his
Texas
bocce
Hold'em.
Set. And
his bocce set. Yeah. Then
Are
I come
cheesy
up with
the, anybody?
Yep. I come up with the idea, let's play tag. Let me tell you how long that lasted. 40 seconds. I felt like
I'd have punched
breathing.
You right out if you would have said, hey, we're in the high desert. Let's play tag right now. I'd be like, you didn't bring enough Modelos up in here, girl, for me to play tag.
I was so winded within 25 steps of my feet moving. Yeah. I was like, my hamstrings. And Colin is recording and you can hear it and the kids. So we're like, next deal. Finally, I'm like, okay, we're pulling it off. We're doing okay.
We're doing it.
Night comes and it is so cold and we did not pack appropriately.
Hold on. Sidebar. Sheila, did I mention the cold, surprising cold
really
that would happen? Okay.
You really did. And I didn't realize it would get that cold.
Well, yeah. It gets 30,
real cold.
40.
Yeah. It was real cold. Like we could see our breath cold. And then it got wet.
God damn it, Kristen.
Misty.
You're never going camping without me.
I know.
Who would think in this scenario, the girl with bows would know to bring your own damn grill cover? Yeah. And the woman in Carhartt, head to toe, freezes her ass off in her BMW.
Because we have attention deficit disorder. So we go, and at this point,
I love it.
We get the kids to bed. They're scared. There's noises. It's black. It's dark. And it's, dark. And so finally, all you can see is Colin's headlamp in the tent. And then I hear him going, hey, and he's doing this weird breathing thing. And all of it, I can hear it through the SUV and earplugs. And all I see is this headlamp moving around our camp. Like it is a firefly. And he is launching Modelos. Like he is fast pitching these Modelos. And I'm like, and we're done. I've broken him.
Little green men have walked into camp.
What? Raccoons bigger than you.
No, worse.
Because me, because I'm a dumbass, I left a little tiny bag of garbage out that I needed to walk to a dumpster, but it was so far away and I was kind of scared that I just
I was all out of breath from tag.
I'm all out of breath from tag and from poker and I'm about to sleep in my SUV. A lot going on for someone like me. I don't have my medication. I've got my dream journal and a laptop that doesn't work. So I'm like, I'm going to get to that in a second. Forget about it. That's the thing that brings the raccoons.
Oh, no.
And they're so big. And
just
Colin
let him
is,
have it.
Colin's upset. A, the raccoons do not give a shit that he is pelting them with full beers.
No.
Second of all, he's pelting them with full beers, which means he doesn't get the beer.
All he's doing is making them mad,
He's
man.
Making them mad. So then he thinks they're going to come get him in his tent. So nobody.
They damn well might. They don't play, man. And sometimes they got rabies and stuff.
Right.
It's like you take the angriest cat on its period and it's a raccoon.
It's no true. And they're loud and they have hands.
Yeah.
So you just have
little
it in your
thumbs
head.
Too, yeah, man. They've I'm got surprised thumbs. They didn't like get into your car and
those
be like,
fuckers,
you too, bitch.
Yeah,
what do you
took
got?
That Modelo and they're like fucking skickers.
Yeah. I smell nachos
yeah.
in that car.
Bitch, I know
Doritos.
You got the SUV. You've got your fucking put your dream journal away. I'm going to get
got a pack of mints I'm going to take.
So finally, I've got two other kids that get in the SUV with us at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
By 5:30 in the morning, we are as exhausted as we've ever been. And that's when my husband says, but I already made us reservations to go see the Hearst Castle.
Oof.
So we pack up this campsite at 6 a.m. and I was bawling the whole time.
Aww.
I had no sleep. It was so hard. Everything was covered in mud. So we were rolling up the tent with like mud. And at one point I like just went off to the side to this like middle ground. And I was like, I go, just because I'm a tomboy doesn't mean I can't appreciate luxury. And Colin was like, I literally don't feel bad for you at all. I was attacked by raccoons.
I'm telling you, we're going to go again. And I'm coming with you. I'm telling you, that's the whole point.
You got to have friends.
You got to go camping with another family. That's
And you
we
can't
get...
just go for one night because you do all that work and then you... And then you pick
Here's
it all up again.
Other
it was
thing.
The hardest.
You guys were on your own. So if you are like going camping and it is just your family, you want to go to a campsite where there are other people.
That's what I'm saying.
Who have what you need. Like you help each other out. It's a little community kind
totally.
Of thing.
Totally. Let me just reiterate. There were four of us, but there were only two of us who were doing work. You know, 12-year-olds.
Oh.
Totally unhelpful. 14-year-olds. Literally unhelpful and could be helpful.
My kids would die in a Kohl's parking lot if I left and went inside and left them in the car. They couldn't figure it out. They
but
would like
you,
run into traffic, something.
But if you asked them to do it on their own, if you were like, hey, you got to do this with your friends by yourself, no parents. I think they would like figure out how to like build a skyscraper. They would figure out like city planning.
I don't know.
Would be, I'm telling you.
I feel like both of my kids are smart, but they'd be eating stickers and face masks. Yeah. Like, they wouldn't be.
I told Finn and Eleanor, I go, I was so mad. I was just mad at everything, and it was so hard, and I'm terrible when I don't get sleep. We had these two tarps.
That's what I'm saying. I would have been there. I would have plied her full of alcohol, and I'd have made her pass out.
You would have blow darted me, and I would have slept through the raccoons. I go, you two, go over and fold these tarps. They're blue tarps. You would have thought I was asking them to do long division.
Oh,
they're like,
God.
What do you want to do? I don't never folded a tarp.
Hey, I don't know if you can see out the window to that tarp hanging off a half put together pop-up tent. That's from a birthday party in my own backyard, and they failed. They couldn't.
Meanwhile, my son's like, hey, Mom, do you want to see an edit I made of Dad golfing? He looks so good while he's golfing.
I'm pissed off at both the Sweeney kids for not filming their dad throwing Modelo bottles.
They were trapped in a tent, scared for their lives.
Fair enough.
You're
just lucky you didn't bring the dogs, too.
No,
because...
God. Oh, God. Daisy, she would have been like, what do you want? What do you want? So
then
we go to the Hearst Castle, and we can't change our clothes, and we can't shower because we don't have time, and we're so tired, and it's an hour drive, and we get there, and
it
we
is
smell
lovely. Yeah.
So bad. And I'm not kidding when I say we were covered in, like, camping garbage.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just don't care. So, like, as we were going through the Hearst Castle, they kept telling us, like, would you mind just stepping off the wall, please? Just don't touch
anything.
Please don't touch anything. Yeah. Can you, and we smelled bad.
Well, can I tell you one thing about your smelling like a campfire?
Yeah.
I lost my cell phone while was away.
Oh, God, this is insane. As I am crying at the Hearst Castle, Jen is experiencing this parallel experience.
I'm being cool about this. Yeah. I can't find it. It's going to turn up. Hopefully all my photos are on the cloud.
That's the first thing I think of when I lose that phone.
I'm like, hopefully I will find it. The whole family was looking for it, which I was like, nobody generally gives a shit, but I guess
you're
they
like,
understand devices.
Nice.
Yeah. So everybody's looking for it. And I was bragging to Kristen about how I did my own DIY and I added a rail in my closet using plumbing pipe.
Mm-hmm.
I screwed it into like existing structure. I painted it gold.
Yeah.
It looks beautiful. It's super functional. It is too close to my chandelier. And so I told my husband.
DIY, don't you call it professional?
That's what I should have done. And so I ordered a light that won't touch it. So I'm getting rid of the chandelier. I told my husband, I'm like, I did this much. Can you just call your electrician friend to install this? Several weeks go by. It hasn't been installed.
It's just like our follow-up episode of this podcast.
But I am not using the chandelier because it's too close to all of my jackets that I love.
Yeah.
And so while the whole family is looking for my phone, my son turned on the chandelier to do a double check of my closet for me. And when I go upstairs,
holy.
It smells like a campfire. And I'm running room to room going, this is a fire. There's a fire somewhere. And I can't figure out what it is.
Holy.
And I see smoke coming in my bathroom. Like I have my closet is attached to the bathroom. I run in and there are four jackets fully engulfed in flame on the chandelier.
There's one of them, the one that looks like a bath mat, because that thing's kindling.
No, it wasn't. You know, I lucked out in a couple regards because a few of my favorites, like that leather one with the flowers on it, that Allison Olivia was really close. But if this really cool, like, jacket that says Los Angeles and it's fully polyester and that, like, that
it's
went
gonna,
up so fast,
yeah, that
you guys.
Thing's just literally, I would use that in Survivor.
I've got another little, like, baseball looking jacket that's like gray and wool and it's got a whole burn out of the elbow. Like, but
you guys are so lucky.
We are
here.
So lucky. Just so lucky. And I still don't feel good about it because I'm like, anybody could have turned that light on. Yeah. So, and nobody else noticed, but all of my clothes kind of smell like campfire now.
Well, you joined the club.
It's a small, like, walk-in closet.
These pants have not been washed.
Yeah. So I know that smell very well.
That's so terrifying. We did not start anything on fire that we weren't supposed to.
You know what? That is a win. And Smokey the Bear will tell you that is.
Yes. And then we ended up in Monterey, which is, we've done shows
lovely.
There. Lovely community. I would say this.
Maybe doing one again in the spring there.
Yes. I really love it there. The thing I didn't realize is, like, it's not a place where you go swim at the beach. So first of all, it's cold. So the weather was not great. It was not in our favor. I was wearing the same sweatshirt for 4 days. I packed like I've never, ever packed for a trip ever. In fact, my husband was like, don't you travel for a living? Shouldn't have you done it? And I was like, do you want to get into this?
Oh, now? You feel like now is a good time? In this small SUV
because I have notes, sir. So we go to H&M. I buy clothes. I do a Zoom in the car. Like, hell, whatever. Monterey's okay. We just couldn't go to the beach. We couldn't do any of the things we wanted to do.
It's the further up north you go in California.
Yeah, the colder.
It's like Mark Twain says, the coldest winter I ever spent was a summer in San Francisco.
It's so true. It's the brisk, like, you're always chilly. Cold, I don't like that feeling.
Sea air, ocean air coming at you.
Yeah. I like things a little balmy. I can handle heat more than I can handle cold.
I'm telling you, Palm Springs has great hotels less of a drive.
I'm telling you. We got to Monterey, had fun there. Okay, fun. Hotel, great. Went to Jeff and Michelle's. They rolled out the red carpet for us. We ended up going to a safari in Santa Rosa, which was so fun. And we saw like a literal, it's an animal rescue reserve place.
Oh, I love
that. And they do a wonderful job. And this super loaded guy decided he was going to have this big game. Like there was a giraffe, there were zebras. It was really cool. Nice. That was fun. Spent the rest of the time with Jeff and Michelle. And then we get in the car. We're almost done with this excursion. And I get in the car and I'm like looking out the window to Jeff and Michelle like, can I please just stay?
There is a small airport in Santa Rosa.
I know, it
you
goes right up to the curb, but we didn't do that. We thought driving would be a good idea, which is a really long-ass drive with kids.
I can tell you, so you took the one back?
Yes.
Or did you take the five? Because you could have gotten that really good spicy cheese bread.
No, whatever we did on the way back was the least scenic thing you could possibly do with the most curves in the road. I was like, hey, California, it's not hilly. Why do we have to take left and right turns all the time? Could we just make a straight line between A and B? Because I got fucking kids in the car that I don't like very much right now.
It is a little hilly. You are going around some mountainside.
We went to Yosemite for one night.
Oh, that's lovely.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Did you stay at a cabin? Tell me you glamped. If you camped again, I'm going to come over there and throw a Modelo bottle at you.
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I did have a story on it on Instagram because, by the way, follow us on Instagram. We're really trying to get our numbers up.
Yeah,
and it's
we're
going
trying
well,
to so do please, content.
So I leave it to Colin to get us our place in Yosemite because I'm burned out with making reservations. And he finds us this, no joke, it's actually kind of cute. There wasn't much left because we did everything last minute. Whatever the opposite of recommend, highly discouraged.
Yeah.
It was like a really nice motel. Literally the door opened and there were your beds.
Yep.
Micro rooms, smaller than our hotel in New York.
Quaint. That's a nice little road. Nope.
A good word
scabies
for it.
Okay
no
what?
It was really clean and they had redone it. It was brand new, so it looked like boho chic farmhouse modern, but still our room was smaller than this office.
Okay. It's
with the little kitchenette and with the bathroom, and the wall was like made out of paper.
Yeah,
so there's like 10 of these little tiny micro rooms. Where do you think they put the other only dude staying there?
Yep.
Right next to us. So all I could think about was literally like, if I just reach through that wall, there's like another man's
what?
Wiener. Like so close.
How
it felt
close?
Weird.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
Could you hear it against the wall?
I was so thankful that they were both.
Are you
hearing
a weird smush noise?
No,
is that?
They were older than us. So I was like, the chances of them boning are very unlikely. Thank God. We don't have like
a
20-year-old couple in there that are deciding to do acrobatics.
It was an older couple, though.
It's an older couple.
That's way less creepy,
Kristen. But there was a lot of groaning. I was like, you know, like
it's called being old, okay? Let's not go there.
Hey, man,
a lot
no
of
shade
us
to that guy. I was just pissed that whoever was running these fucking reservations couldn't give us one piece of space between these rooms. So then we get in the car, and we're driving, and I'm like, it's the glory day. We're going home. We've got a 4.5-hour drive ahead of us. This is going to be the longest drive of my life. I already recognize that. I have to sit in the back because everybody gets car sick. And then I hear poor little Eleanor go, Dad, I think you got to pull over. And he pulls over. And Jen, when I tell you, sorry, trigger warning, she barfs. Like this little girl barfed like someone paid her to do it.
Yeah.
And it was like a comedy how fast it was coming out. And my first reaction was to unbutton her seatbelt. And then tried to take the bags out from under her feet so she could get out of the front seat.
Yeah.
And in doing so, I grabbed my bag, which has my dream journal and my laptop in it. And it's open.
And now barf.
And there's just barf all over my only bag that matters. If the whole car would have gone off a cliff and my family in that bag was safe, I would have been like, I didn't want to camp again anyway.
Yeah.
But that was my, like the coup de grace of, and poor Eleanor, she was like, she's such a good sport because she barfs all the time because she gets carsick. She's like, well, it wouldn't have been a family vacation unless I barfed. Am I right?
And you're baby.
Her hair is like
stuck with barf.
Barf. And then Finn in the back becomes very prissy and he's like, oh, I can't deal with this smell. I can't, you expect me to ride home with like a barf smell in this car? So I'm like, it's quiet time for the next 15 hours.
Oh, this is truly National Lampoon's
I've never been. Family road trip. I was in such a bad mood. They were like wanting to play games in the car, and I was like, I don't want to play. I don't want to be a part of it.
I'm not trying to match you at all, but
no, please.
While you were gone, Delilah had her birthday party, and it was a Candyland-themed birthday party.
Cute.
It was very cute. She had a great time, and it was her first drop-off party.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, if you listen to the podcast, you know that when Dash had his first drop-off party, two kids barfed.
Yeah.
Because it was a movie-themed night, so I had, like, a candy bar,
Finn
a popcorn bar.
Clean up.
Well, the sound didn't work on the movie, so they ended up all going into the trampoline. Everybody was happy, but two kids barfed. So I didn't feel good about that, because it's, like, the first time their parents trust you.
I mean, that's how
you.
We just designate if a party's fun, is if people barf at our party. You know, you're like, hey, I still got it.
So this party was Delilah's first drop-off party, Candyland-themed, bounce house, probably the last bounce house we're going to end up doing because it was birthday 10. But she ate a lot of candy, and then she ate a lot of Chick-fil-A nuggets, which was her catering choice. And her stomach didn't feel good, so she drank a ton of lemonade, hoping that would make it feel better.
I get it.
And then the 1 second of the entire 14 hours where I finally sit down, she's like, Mom, I don't feel good. I'm like, don't get on the trampoline. You probably just need to have some water. You had a lot of candy. She goes, I don't. Like, projectile vomits into a crowd of people. It's pure liquid. It looked like a fire hose.
I mean, and then they give it gusto, don't they?
I could make out nuggets as it was going. And I was
And everybody listening to this is...
We've all been. Well,
if
we're
they're
all moms.
Still with us after all this, no then kid. God bless
Listen,
you.
Listen, we're all moms. We've all caught it in our hands
caught
before.
Caught in our hands.
This one, thank goodness I didn't. It was too slippery. But, like, then she goes on to do it two more times. And I'm like, okay.
Hit the grass.
I go, Britt. It was all over the patio. I go, Britt, hose this off. And I bring her inside, and I'm like, get in the tub, get the barf off her legs, get it out of her hair, have her brush her teeth. And she goes, you know what? I feel okay now.
That's Eleanor.
Yeah.
She's like, I think I'm all right.
I think I'm all better.
But
and I'm
like, green for the next 24 hours. Like, I just, it's like sympathy barf gets me. I think even more as I get older.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, is that we're done with that? And so listen, we've been through it. And I will say I did come up with this math that when you are on a road trip, and I don't like driving, so I don't know why I ever said I don't like being in a car. I'm not that person.
Yeah, you get car sick too.
I get antsy. After 3 hours, I just want to be the fuck out of that car.
Yeah.
When we're on the road, 3 hours, I'm okay. Three and a half hours, I'm like, I'm going to pull out my hair.
Yeah.
So I was like, that last hour of that drive, I was like, that is the cumulative hours of your road trip, that's how long that last hour feels.
Yeah.
It We're is done true. Playing you games. Wanna... I don't want to play 20 questions. Mm-mm. I don't want to play the zoo game. I don't want to hear my kids are fighting in the back. Like,
you're like, get on your iPads and shut the hell up.
I mean, there's like I'm like, Finn, just watch another episode of Family Guy. Like, I have no, I was over it's it. My husband and I were giving each other the silent treatment, sort of, in the front seat.
Yeah.
Because I was like,
nobody's going to say the right thing.
No. I was like, it's not bigger than a bread box. That's not bigger than a bread box. If you're going to do 20 questions, you've got to do it right. And he's like, I've been playing this game for so long. And I just couldn't.
Oh, my God.
We were not getting along.
Have I told you that the biggest argument literally I've ever had with my husband was over a card game? It was over a game of Gin Rummy.
I get into it about Gin Rummy too.
I didn't realize he was playing for keeps because I'm not that competitive when it comes to games.
Is.
And he was being a real asshole. And I told him to fuck off in all sincerity. I've never told him to fuck off before, but I was like, you need to get a grip,
get a grip on it.
Fuck off.
Yeah, that's how I felt when we were playing Texas Hold'em. My husband goes, there was this thing where like, if you fold... for $20 chip of $20, you can pay to see their cards.
Oh.
I go, just show me your cards. And he goes, $20. I go, That's the dumbest thing. I'm not playing
from the
that
same
game.
ATM, show me your sir.
Fucking, yeah. I've shown you my vagina. Show me your fucking cards. Yeah. He's like, no, you got to pay for it. And I'm like, you make everything suck.
Yeah.
Like, so then I was like, I'm playing for real. I don't know how, but I'm all in, buddy. I'm all in. I'm folding on a pair of threes. Thank you.
Yep.
Not great. Guys, we're all doing it. My moral of the story is I think we're going to make good memories no matter what we do. So maybe don't go crazy on vacations. Just make yourself happy. That's what I say.
Well,
especially if they're tweens, because nothing you do will make them happy anyway.
Well, I do have a mom box to share with you. It's from Summer.
Okay. From Summer the season or Summer the girl?
Summer the girl.
Okay.
Maybe the season. No, it is. It
That's
came,
very
it,
our
we are
generation.
In Summer. I know.
Summer.
You know she's beautiful, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
Fuck. Every you ever met a girl named Summer that wasn't super hot?
Nope. And I've never met a girl named Tanya that didn't know how to smoke by the time she was 11.
Right? Okay. Good eyeliner. Okay. All right. Went back and forth on whether or not to send you a message, but didn't want to bug you. I finally decided I had to. I'm on day number 12 of an 18-day family road trip. But today, we're in Grand Island.
No!
Yeah, we're from Ventura, but showing the kids the roots in both Chicago, where her husband's from, and my side in GI.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
There's not a lot to look at on that drive.
She said, we're heading to Stur shortly.
Sturgis?
S-T-U-H-R.
Okay.
Must be a small town. And then visiting my second cousin and driving by the Sasson family farm.
Sure.
My husband keeps commenting on how I look like so many people here and how nice everyone else is. Again, cousins are not necessarily getting married.
No.
It's Nebraska. It's very different. He's now understanding where my need for a potluck stems from.
God bless.
Even though I never lived here, my grandparents instilled a sense of community and a helping hand to everyone. Thank you for reiterating that message and all you ladies do.
That's so nice.
Isn't that the sweetest?
It is really nice when you go home because you do feel like, I remember when we had to drive from Des Moines to Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
Because of weather. And we ended up stopping at a place in outside of Des Moines to get some lunch and then another place in Nebraska to do whatever. And, like, everybody just wants to take care of you.
Yeah.
Like, if they see that you're not a regular person that goes to their regular restaurant, they're not like, you know.
No, it's like, how can
you know what?
Help?
You've never had a French dip like this before.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to let me feed you. And it feels so nice.
And while there is probably nothing more boring than spending a lot of time on I-80 during the summer,
oof.
I was like, you know what you need to do? I messaged her back. I'm like, you need to pull over, let them run through that cornfield and learn what that's like. See the biggest grasshoppers you have ever seen in
Literally.
Your life. Like, you're going to want to take them. You can put a collar on them and walk them.
It's 100%
they're so big.
True. They're so big. And they make, oh my God, they make the front of your cars. It's like,
look, oh my
it's
God,
like
it looks like a murder
driven
scene.
Through a crowd.
Yeah.
It's
really bad. But I'll tell you too, like right now, cause it's like high corn season. It's close to harvest. It is so hot. I just read an article. It's 15 degrees hotter. It feels like because of the humidity, the sweat coming out of the corn right now. So enjoy that road trip.
Yeah.
Enjoy that road trip.
Look, I'm from there so I can say it. I don't know what's more boring, Lancaster or I-80, but none of them's
man.
A lot of eye candy. But the good thing is you're around good Midwest people.
Yeah, talk
and
about...
And we had nice-ish people. I feel like my new roommate next door was... he walks heavy-footed, I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's...
Heavy-footed.
That's your mistake, sir.
Yeah,
you're lucky you didn't get a beer bottle thrown at you.
Oh, my God. I'm just glad we all made it out alive. And at some point, my family will start talking to each other again, but we're still needing just a little bit of space.
Just some space. That's
just
fine.
Some space. Did we podcast?
I think we podcasted.
Pioneer.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, no such thing as a fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.